Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva of Days of Our Lives. We were having a little bit of technical difficulty. Anna was having trouble getting in, so I'm here now. My name is Mary Ann, and I'm hoping Anna's going to try to call in. So we'll see how it goes. I've just got in and wasn't expecting to host, but I'm going to do my best. And so maybe we'll tell you to follow the Diva on their blog at www.blogs.com. Wait, here's Anna.
Hello. Sorry, I have technical issues tonight. Blog Talk doesn't seem to want to let me in, even though I'm already in.
What's it?
I can't get to the studio. It keeps telling me to log in, and I'm already logged in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I just got home maybe about a half hour ago. I just grabbed my Kindle my son and his girlfriend are here. We all went out to Seven Spring. It's a resort, and it's to celebrate Melissa's 30th birthday. So we were out there. Melissa's 30th birthday. My daughter was 30.
Congrats.
Yeah. So it's a really nice, it's a ski resort, but also they have all kinds of other activities and stuff you can do. So it was we had passes and stuff. So it was a real nice day. So we did that. So I just got home there. I think that's Carrie too. Want to bring her on? 74. Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
I have no idea. It's Carrie. Can you hear me?
Yes. I just got on to host.
Yeah. What in the hell is going on with Blog Talk Radio?
Well, Anna said she had trouble finding. Anna said she had trouble signing in because I was on hold,
I'm technically logged in on the Diva account. I can get to the. Not that we should necessarily be talking about all this, I guess, but I look at the drop down. I see the dashboard studio. Every time I click on the studio or any of those things, it takes me back. It keeps giving me a pop up message, and I say show all content. It's fine. And then it asks me to log in again, and it does the same thing over and over again. So if anyone's having problems with Blog Talk, it must be Blog Talk because I'm already signed in, but it won't let me get to anything. So,
I'm actually signed in right now, and I see both you guys, and I saw Mary Ann was calling in first, so I called in as a guest, and it wouldn't take me, but now I called in, and I don't know.
I was in as a guest, and then I saw you were in there, Carrie, and Anna was still having trouble, so I figured I'll hang up as a guest if I can get in. And I got in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So
well,
we
let me.
Almost.
Okay. That maybe. Okay. I wonder if that's.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it's not doing it. Okay. Oh, well.
Whatever.
I think all three of us trying to host at the same time might have been the problem.
Maybe. There's only room for one diva in this one.
Right. Really.
Whatever. Yes. You see, we're all fighting. I want to host.
Now that we've got that all squared away.
Anyway. Yes.
Oh gosh. Well, thank
what
you for saving
about?
The day, Mary Ann.
I literally just got. Oh, okay. So, I didn't know if it was
going to
work.
Nothing like going with the flow.
Yeah, and I didn't know if it was going to work for me because I'm on my Kindle and my son's girlfriend's where the computer is, and she wasn't feeling good, so she went to bed. So I didn't want to go in there where the computer was, so I thought, oh, we'll see if it works on my Kindle. So,
all right.
Yeah. So, what's new with everyone? Everybody liking the show?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to tell which episode was the best this week. It was that good.
Yeah. Oh. Maybe
you know, I have found that I have found that when I am watching, although I am behind again, but when I am watching, I don't fast forward through near as much. I guess because Serena's dead and Paige is dead, and you know, I guess I just don't. I mean, I might fast forward through the Daniel and Nicole stuff sometimes, but yeah, I'm not fast forwarding through near as much as I used to. In fact, a lot of times I'm rewinding and I'm watching the scene again
because
it was so good.
Right. Right, or going back.
But with Teo's scenes, I replayed those scenes when he showed up at the pub. I replayed those scenes over and over again.
Those were the
okay,
great.
So let's start with Mondays.
Yes, and speaking of Teo, he is still down in Mexico, stranded. I don't know if he's on his way home yet, but the last thing that he had tweeted or we heard from him, I don't know if people have heard that he was going to leave on Friday. Yesterday, and that's when the big hurricane Patricia came,
right.
and he couldn't get out. So he was on the fifth floor of his hotel, 150 feet from the beach in Puerto Vallarta. Yeah, that's all. Yeah. So he said the skies were ominous, but I guess by the time it hit and hit landfall there, I think they just got a lot of wind and rain. And the last thing he tweeted is that, and there's no food. They're out of food. So, but that's
well,
the last.
I think what we should do is once he's back home safe and sound, when we see him the next time, we ought to present him with a go pack, like a, you know, emergency 72-hour kit with some Costco nuts in it. Just to be, you know, just to make sure he never gets caught that way again.
Anytime he goes on vacation, something happens. Whether it's in the Middle East, you know.
I know. He was just going to go for, a week, a few days, just to get out of town and relax.
Well, he was. Actually, he did have a nice vacation because he was there for a week and a half. This was his – he was coming home on Friday. Yeah, he didn't just go down. He was ready. That was literally his – he had a flight out that morning on Friday. But he couldn't. It was canceled. Yeah, he was – because he had to get back because he's supposed to go on this book tour and he was supposed to be at the Grove once, and he doesn't think he didn't think he'd make it, but he could. I mean, it just depends. I don't even know if he'll get out tomorrow or tonight. I don't know. He
probably
might
depends
try, you
on
know,
how
just
the
depends.
Infrastructure. It probably depends on the infrastructure and
so
how backed
he'll be able
up
to make
they
that
are.
Part of the book tour anyway. I, you know, hoping he is,
oh,
is,
I
is
hope.
Able
the
to
next
make.
One would,
this
what's
is a
the
lot
next
of people.
One after, what's the next one after LA?
New York on Tuesday.
Supposed
to go to New York. But I would think they're probably leaving for New York on Monday, I would think.
I don't know.
I would think.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, I think that they would be flying
well,
off
let's
Monday.
Hope that he gets back safely and that he found some food. I would imagine the power was out. Wouldn't you think the power had been out for several hours?
I don't know. He had some kind of internet access, you know, because he was tweeting when it was on his phone.
That's true. Maybe he had.
Yeah.
Maybe the hotel had a backup generator or something.
He had been meeting every couple of times. And
talk about Teo threading the needle. That thing went right in between Puerto Vallarta and a large town south of there. And I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people that still have damage, but at least it didn't hit the large population areas. You know, because I'm sure there's probably farmers and
stirring up
and,
shit. You know, every
there's always a storm where Teo is. We can
yes.
tell them
and
that.
And I said, you know,
but
I think
all,
I tweeted
but all
Joel.
Joking aside, well, all joking aside, though, I know we were all really worried about him, and as well as everybody else.
Well, you had to put a little bit of humor in because he actually
of course.
Put some humor in there. He did. He said
of
about the,
course.
You know, that the mirrors never do anything frivolous and say a prayer.
Uh-huh.
And he was kind of, you had hopefully he kept a sense of humor about it. And
A lot of prayers were going out for him and for everybody there locally and everything. So it looks like they really dodged a bullet. So,
hopefully he gets home safe and can make the tour. And because I know there's a lot of people that are hoping to see him, you know. And,
I kept waiting
for
some news reporter to interview him. I thought if anyone's
you know what?
On camera, it'll be him.
I heard he was on ABC. He phoned in with ABC News. Somebody commented on his Facebook that they said, hey, Tao, I heard you on the ABC News, your phone in.
Oh, my God.
So he might have been on, he might have talked to somebody. They might have talked to, but I didn't
that.
See it. But I did,
oh,
I know, I
that.
Haven't seen it. Yeah, but I did see somebody post it on his Facebook page, so I don't know. So
oh,
they might have talked.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, it's been on the internet and stuff about him
yeah,
being there.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah.
But anyway. Okay. So, uh-huh. Yes, starting with Monday, that was his,
yes.
I mean, he's been, Andre has been back, but he's kind of just been lurking around the Demir mansion and not saying much.
Right.
I mean, or not doing much, you know, just kind of, he's been itching to get out there and let everybody know that he's alive. Although Justin already knew he was alive, but that was kind of, and I bringing, going back to that, in Soap Opera Digest, they pointed that out. That a lot of fans wrote in and pointed out that how come, why didn't Justin say or question why Andre was there? So that must have been noticed by a lot of people. But it made, you know, Soap Opera Digest pointed it out.
So Hurricane Andre entered the club.
Yes, really. Well, anyway, yeah. No, but I guess when he came into the, did you see the scenes in the pub? What did you think?
Yeah,
about?
Do we want to? Yeah. Start it there or the funeral or? Yeah.
Did it start with the funeral? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was
so
getting
was
ready
funeral.
For. Well, the funeral was. That was another crying.
Tearjerker.
And again,
yeah.
Yeah, and again, Brian DeTillo was like, amazing.
Mm-hmm. I know.
They all were. And Kate got up. Did you say Kate got up and?
Oh yes. Oh yes. I liked it that the grandmothers both got up and the parents got up. I thought that was great. I mean, that was really cool. So I don't know. There were a lot of missing Hortons and people of town, weren't there though? I don't want to be negative because the show is really good right now, but where was Sonny's family? I mean, that's Sonny's husband that died. And where were the Kiriakises? Where was Aunt Maggie, who's a Horton? Where, you know, I didn't see any of them. Did you? I didn't see Adrian. I didn't see Justin.
No, or Maggie. Or Victor. Victor wasn't at the funeral, I don't think. No.
Yeah,
Dr.
I don't
Jewel.
Know. It was weird. It was
yeah.
just, that part was weird. I thought they would, I mean, but I did love how, I also loved it when Kate and Sammy saw each other. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Did you see
when
that?
They
yeah, they kind of run into each other's arms. Yeah.
Oh, that was so, so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I love those two together. I miss it. I miss it so much. Cammy's
yeah.
awesome. And it was neat that they, you know, that they all kind of gave a tribute and everything. And oh gosh, you know,
yeah, because
pretty heavy though.
Who all talked? Do you remember who?
Marlena got up. Kate got up, and then Lucas, and then Sammy. From what I recall, did anybody else? Oh, did Sonny? Sonny got up then.
And Sonny.
Yeah, and Sonny.
Sunny.
And they had a picture of Will with Ariana. He was smiling real big, and they had a picture of him and her as the backdrop, you know, right by the side of the pulpit, whatever you want to call it.
And then they had Sunny at the end, at the graveside at the end on Monday. And then they had Lucas, I think it was at the beginning of Tuesday, or the next day. He was sitting there. That was, again, he was just like, you know, he says, how am I going to go on without you? I'm going to miss your smile. And that was heartbreaking to see Lucas again.
Oh,
sitting.
He's been so good. Oh.
Something.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, actually, all of them have been.
Yeah. They all
very
happen.
Good. Even Rafe, like we talked last week. Even
Rafe. Yes. Although I did see, because I replayed this a few times, it's kind of funny because when they referred to Ariana, she was sitting on Gabby's lap, and they had her holding on to something, playing with it, and Rafe gently went to reach for her hand, and the little girl pulled back and was like, "Oh hell no, you're not getting whatever it was that was in her hand." Then he just kind of rubs his own leg a little bit. It was like kind of awkward. It was like, I'm sure they gave her something to play with so she'd be quiet. And then when Galen reaches over to like touch her, and she pulled back. It was kind of, I mean, you never can tell little kids, but it was just kind of cute.
Yeah.
Cause he was probably thinking, oh, tender moment. And then she was like, I'm not having any of it. Well, that was kind of funny.
And I don't know if you caught it in the pub with Sammy. When Sammy was upset, the little girl like kind of just really hugged her. Just reached for
that
her.
That was so sweet.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, and put
her
arms around
like
her.
Like, it's almost like that little girl knew that what
knew
was
her.
Like that it was a sad moment or whatever.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And reacted to her
so,
being upset. Yeah.
Oh, that was so poignant.
Good.
Yes, I noticed that. And she knew her, you know? Wasn't like, hi, this is grandma, you don't even know me kind of thing. It was like she knew Allie, you know? She knew Sammy. And, like, when she put her arm around her, I was like, oh, my gosh, wow. Oh. And I'm trying to think. Kate killed it. You know, Marlena was sweet. I'm surprised Marlena didn't mention the words with friends because that's been something they've played for, like, 3 years now or something. And I thought for sure when she was talking about him, you know, his words and stuff, I thought she would add that little quip. You know, that now I'm not going to have, you know, him. Now when I go to my words with friends, he's not going to be there. You know, I don't know, just something like that was an everyday thing they did together and stuff. But I liked it that Kate didn't get left out finally, because I was really annoyed that the week before she was one of the last people who found out about it, it seemed like. So, you know, so I was glad that she
I think a lot of people were upset that she wasn't there at the beginning. But when she finally did come on. Thankfully, they did. I mean, they did eventually put her on,
and she had things with Lucas the week before. Those were good, you know. But it was just kind of annoying at first. But yeah, it ended up being good. So let's see. Yeah. So then they grabbed a flower and put it on top of his grave. And I'll tell you, I know for me the hardest thing is leaving that casket and thinking about it going down, you know, going underground, and that's the last, you know. The last time, you know, how permanent that is, you know. So when Sonny came back, oh my gosh. I know.
Ah. Yeah, and Freddie Smith.
They usually don't have the headstones ready that early, but they usually don't have those ready right away, I don't think. But that was touching when he came back. And what he said about, you know, during the funeral, you know, listen to me, you know, if you've ever needed to say something to someone, you know, or resolve something, you know, look at me, look at how I handled things and how I should, you know, you might not get another chance kind of thing. So
kind of waited too long because he was ready to come back because Will had called him right before that and he was all ready to come back.
And then Ben's having flashbacks of murdering Will. While Abigail's sitting there trying to get him to go up there and talk because his friend.
You know, Abigail and Hope need to catch a clue about the guys they're with. I mean, really. They were sitting in the pub together talking about, our weddings, and we're up there. Oh, you two idiots. You have no clue. And like you think, come on. Now, Abigail, yeah, I can see she's not ditz any. I mean, you know, she's kind of ditzy and fickle and... Anyway, you know, she can't make her mind up.
All that Horton inbreeding, I guess. I don't know.
Is it Chad? Is it Chad today? Is it Ben tomorrow? You know, so it's back and forth. But Hope, come on. Hope's supposed to be a little smarter.
A detective?
Yes, a detective.
Supposed to be a detective.
Although Rafe doesn't like and is suspicious of Aiden, but for other reasons, because he, you know, has a thing for Hope.
Yeah.
And Doug too.
And I'm glad he's suspicious of Ben. So wasn't Abigail saying something like, "Why don't you get up?" Because he was supposed to be your best man, or something like that.
Yeah.
Did she say something like that?
Why don't you go up and say a few words?
Yeah.
I can't do that. So.
And then Kayla had to tell. She finally told her mom that Will was murdered.
Yeah.
At the hospital. She stayed at the hospital with her mom.
Yeah. And Carolyn seems to be better. At the end of the drug kind of seems to have worked.
Yeah, but
and
they're still thinking she's nuts because she's having these premonitions and these visions about Bo.
Well, yeah. Right,
but
which are true.
Once they find Bo, that'll be validated.
That'll be validated. Once, which we know that Bo now has escaped and this Mexican girl or whatever was taking care of him. And they do, at the end on Friday, he meets up with Steve. I mean, he finds Steve at the safe house. Steve went to the safe house to find him. And they captured him, but then, you know, they got Bo too. So they're kind of together, and they're sitting there together laughing. As soon as they saw each other, it was kind of like old times.
Oh,
they were like sitting there together laughing, like, oh, here we are again in trouble. You know, how are we going to get out of this situation?
Oh,
so that was kind of nice to see them together again. So
I like the way Pat planted a kiss on Kayla before he left.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
So now back to the scenes in the pub.
Yes.
Joyce with Andre. Well, first
comes
in with his black suit, and Stefano says to him,
oh, yeah.
What's with you? You look like you're going to going to a funeral. And he says, I am, you know, with that little wicked grin.
Uh-huh.
So that was, and then when he arrived at the pub, he just walks in and offer Samantha her condolences, you know, just the way he says that. And I loved how Marlena just, she kept watching him and looking at him, and she goes, Tony? And he says,
Tony?
Andre. Tony? And he says, Andre, sorry to disappoint, Tony's still dead. And then somebody said, who is that guy? And Marlena says something about, that's Andre, he's pure evil. And Andre says, oh, well, I'm much better now.
Well, I was hoping somebody would say Sweevil.
Sweevil, I know. I still put that out there on a tweet. I did put that out there. He's Sweevil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those were some good where he was introduced.
And Sammy was about ready to punch him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a little bit of an explanation about he got a letter brought that up to them that he's Stefano's biological son, and a letter from his mother, and then the governor pardoned
him.
When he said father.
Like, huh? Yeah.
My father.
Yeah.
And I guess the governor pardoned him, and his statute of limitations is already expired on all his bad things, and he's cured now. He's changed. Just like you've all changed, he's changed. Right, Andre.
And then he's like, so if any of you would like to, and he said something about, I apologize for all of the, what word did he use? All of the whatever I might have caused anyone. And if anyone would care to discuss further, process it further, I'm staying at my father's house or something like that. So, kind of, if anyone would like to discuss with him. Meanwhile, he's getting Aiden to kill Hope. So not that formed, I guess.
Yes. And he's kind of like putting the idea, well, you know, just the way he's talking to Aiden and he's threatening his face.
And what is behind all this? I still don't get it, because Stephanie is supposedly behind Bo being gone, but yet they're going to try to kill Hope.
Yes.
I mean,
and
seems
he's,
like
why
the
do you
end
want
game,
me to kill
because
Hope?
They couldn't care less about the gambling debts this guy has. So why is it that they want him to kill Hope if Bo's coming back?
I don't know. It sounded like it is for the money, because he said, how are you going to pay me back? And they know Hope has this, $5 million or whatever life insurance policy, which doesn't make sense to
me. Yeah, but what I'm saying is they don't care. I mean, the Demiras should be above that. You know what I'm saying? They shouldn't be groveling for money. So to me,
money,
there has
right.
to be some other motivation for them wanting
there was
Aiden
a reason,
to try to kill her.
Well, there was a reason in the first place they wanted Bo and Hope split up for some reason, because that's why they sent Aiden in the first place. I don't know.
Right.
And is Stefano supposed to be the one behind Bo being kidnapped because he wants the idea of the serum for Caroline? They want to get a hold of that and use it for their own means?
Oh.
That's what I took, but then I don't know how I can see that maybe getting Bo away from Hope and trying to find that out from him, but I don't get the idea of killing Hope.
Yeah. Carrie, are you still there?
Yep, yeah. I'm still here.
What are you thinking about all that? I mean, have you caught anything?
I don't get that. Maybe something you caught that we haven't.
I'm sorry, what were you guys talking about? What did you ask me?
I was just wondering if you have any thoughts on, A, why Stefano has Bo to begin with, and B, why he's wanting to kill off Hope. What is the whole purpose of all this? And because surely the Damaras are above gambling debts. They're above all that. They've got millions and millions of dollars. Why would they care if this little weasel guy owes them money? They're using him as a pawn to get their end game. But I'm trying to figure out what the heck their end game is. Have they given any hints about that? But I might have missed.
Yeah, I don't understand why Stefano and Andre want Hope dead. I always thought Stefano kind of had a soft spot for Hope.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we thought at one point he
was
Zach's father. He kind of hinted that he had sex with Hope at one point. But I don't know if the guys holding Bo and Steve are actually Stefano's henchmen or not. That really hasn't been explained. I'm assuming Stefano was just trying to make money on that wonder drug that Victor was, you know, financing.
Now that I could see.
Why not just let Aiden be? Let him marry Hope and let her, you know, stay alive. But that wouldn't mess with Bo anyway, even if Bo did make it home, just knowing that Hope remarried.
It seems a little short-sighted. Whatever.
The plan's
a little ill-conceived, unless there's something more going on here.
You haven't explained
maybe
it to us.
Maybe all is not what it seems.
Also, I have a feeling that maybe Andre really isn't Andre. Maybe down the line,
I
going to find out
awesome.
He's Tony. Or Tony's Yeah.
That would be fun.
That's what I always been hoping for, too. Yeah. But you never know. So.
Well,
but I'm confused.
Go ahead.
I just want to point out the heritage. Someone has been reading the Day's 50th anniversary book. It says it lists Andre as being Stefano's son, but Tony being adopted. But then Andre said in the pub that him and Tony were, he explains why him and Tony were so much alike. And Roman said, which I thought actually was one of the best lines of the show this week, you're nothing like Tony. So if the book is saying again that Stefano basically was Tony's stepfather. Daphne was his mother. And then how is it that Andre's saying he's so much like Tony, but technically speaking, they're still not blood related?
Yeah.
Maybe they have the same mothers.
Yeah, but I think we would have known if Daphne had another son with Stefano.
And, okay, let's go along with the idea that what if he really is Tony and the letter he got from his mother, was saying that Stefano really is your father. That would fit Tony's story, too, because Tony was always told that he was the gardener's. So Andre was always more related to Stefano blood-wise than Tony was. But I'm just wondering if you follow the thing that he could really be Tony acting as Andre, even maybe fooling Stefano.
Try to get back at Stefano.
So
that would be a great
It's possible that him saying that he got a letter from his mother saying that Stefano really is his father, that could fit either man.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Good. Or theory, yeah.
If there's any Tony experts out there, for some reason, Andre experts, for some reason, I thought Andre was the son of Stefano's sister. But I mean, I know the whole story about Stefano's, you know, seven brothers and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And, but for some reason, I thought Andre, though, was born and raised in London by his demure mother. But I don't know. But anyway, I do have to go, though, because I have to wake up early in the morning. But I'm glad we all got to make it on tonight. Essentially.
And
yeah.
Marianne saved the day with her Kindle.
Oh,
well, thanks.
Yeah.
Well, you take care, Carrie. I'm glad you got
right.
Got the call in.
All right. Good night, guys.
Okay. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I'm just hoping that Tony or Andre stays around for a while.
And they did a good job of the people that wouldn't have known Andre, had no clue who he was, you know, and they did a good job with that. It's not like everybody acted all surprised because some people didn't know him.
Yeah.
But,
oh, another thing they pointed
original.
Out, soap opera digest about Andre and how the writing was not right, is with Chad didn't know who he was. Like, Chad should have known about Tony and Andre, you know,
yeah.
Had he ever seen a picture? You know,
true.
He knew about EJ. He should have known. He was there long enough with the family that he should have heard about Tony and Andre, at least seen a picture. But anyway, that's another thing. So. But the history with Tony is so, it's been changed so many times. First he was Stefano's, then he was the Gardner's. And I think at one point after that they said how many times were you killed?
At one point after that they were saying what?
That he was, I thought they said like when, they said he was the gardener's son, and it was changed again that he was Stefano's son. It's been changed
like John
so many.
Black.
And it's the thing, with John Black. Now they're trying to go back and figure out his history, and his history
basically
has been changed.
They make it whatever is convenient for the story, but
for story,
but
right? It's everything plot driven.
But we buy it because we love seeing him. So
I mean, I'll take him back as Tony or Andre or whatever. I don't care.
Yep.
I do enjoy him as Andre because I like the bad guy and I like the bad boy,
uh-huh.
You know. Tony was the charming, nice guy, but he has his ways. Andre
Tony
is just fun to watch.
Tony was the one I fell in love with.
Yeah. But, you know, there's a lot of both in Teo himself. There's
uh-huh.
Tony and
uh-huh.
Right? So, yeah. So, you know.
So,
I was trying to think of something. He had some great lines. He had some great lines that him and Victor should go up against each other because they've had some great one-liners. And there was another line when he was talking to Abe, something about Sammy having an extra bedroom now, an extra bed. Sammy has an extra bed or something in there. Oh, my God, that was funny. It was funny, but
what,
not
what
funny.
What was he
referring coming from
to?
Will?
I mean, Sammy
yeah,
doesn't
something
live
about
there.
With Will. He meant with Will. Yeah, but I think he just
so
said it as
wrong.
Yeah, so wrong meaning like yeah, she lost her son or something or yeah, but it was
jeez.
Like it was a slap is what it was. Yeah, he was being nasty. Yeah, being nasty. But he's nasty, and but he says it in such a nice, charming way.
Uh-huh.
You know. Yes, but
he does. Very. He's always entertaining. He's just.
Yeah, he's very entertaining, just the way he delivers a line and his expression. And what were you
saying? Kenneth on the line? Is anybody else on the line?
I don't. Now, on my Kindle here, I don't see anybody. Like, I just have a list of two people, but. If somebody is on out there and I'm not seeing you, sometimes my screen isn't real big.
Yeah.
And the dashboard is completely different. I'm going to go down here a little further.
Yeah, and I couldn't get in
it they
at
don't
all,
pop
so.
Up. So I apologize if somebody's there and I don't see them and I can't get them on. But I do not see. So somebody can can check it Twitter. And if Kenneth is, I don't see him.
Okay.
And I don't see anybody but us. The two numbers. I just see two numbers. Trying to think. Okay, we talked about Steve and Bo.
And then the next day, I didn't see the whole week, but I just saw some. But I know the thing that I thought was so ridiculous is the police come and get Ben, you know, Ben at his apartment, and they take him up there because Clyde wanted to meet with him. So if you were the killer, doesn't he go on to admit to Clyde that he's the killer?
Oh, yeah, then we could talk about that, Clyde and Ben.
Yeah.
Well, but they brought... Remember we thought that the excuse that Roman wasn't there was because somebody had said, oh, maybe Roman took Clyde to Florida. Well, no, he wasn't.
Yeah.
He was still there the whole time. He was just getting extradited, and he wanted to see Ben. So he had to see Ben. Okay, so they brought him in. The police came to get Ben because Clyde wanted to see him. So they took Ben down to the police station. But I think Ben was kind of worried, I think. But
yeah.
So finally he wanted to see. I thought it still wasn't, they never explained. Ben asked Clyde, did you do it? Did you kill this person? Was that the person that I was? Remember Ben was involved in something, gambling something. And he asked him, did you have this guy killed because of me? And Clyde really didn't answer him. He said, well, I'll tell you if you tell me what's going on with you. This isn't the whole story. There's something going on. And then Ben proceeded to tell him that he was the one that did all the killings.
And they were discussing how the room wasn't bugged or anything. But I'm like,
right,
really?
That's what Clyde said.
Really?
Yes.
You're going to believe that?
Yeah, Clyde said he checked the room before. How could he have checked the room when the cops are always with him?
That was so lame. That part was lame. I'm sorry. It just was.
Yeah.
Who would confess that when, you know, that was just... But I understand
it, right,
why
when the police were standing
there.
Yeah. Some of the writing has just been, it's been great, but they just didn't... Continuity is not there, and it's just... was all over the place, and things weren't making sense. And I think it was maybe because of the shift of the new writers. From the old to the new.
Yeah.
But
James
Reed did a great job. I still like him, but they made him such a sleazy character, but he did it well.
Yeah, he was an exceptional performer. It's just a shame that they ruined his character. I mean, you know.
They did.
There's a way to write a bad character that you still find him readable. Like, I mean, the way they're writing a Martinez character, he's deadbeat
dad,
even
Andre,
two families,
you know.
But, I mean, you know, there's nothing on its surface that would make you root for Eduardo. But yet, when you watch the scenes, the way they're writing him and the way he's performing it, there's redemption there somehow, or rootability.
There is. I mean,
but,
A. Martinez is just making you feel sorry for him. It's just making you like him.
Oh, my gosh. But then, with Clyde, he kind of started out that way a little bit. But then once it was revealed that what we knew, you know, for a long time anyway, but what they tried to imply with Jordan and all that, then it just turned it to where, okay, that's kind of like beyond the pale. I mean, you know, Stefano can put his kid in a hole for 6 months, like he did with Lexi.
Yeah.
Or
Lexi,
he can kill. He can shoot his deaf son in the cop. You know, didn't he shoot? What was the name
he
of
the? He killed
Benji,
didn't he?
Yeah,
Benji.
He killed Benji. You know, I mean, he can do all kinds of stuff, but he's still rootable as the villain. But with something like that, you just don't cross that. You know, that's just not something that you can. So even though I gave Clyde a pass, just because I liked Clyde better than I couldn't stand Jordan, still, they made a huge misstep there when they wrote it like that, because it's just hard to come back from redemption on that. And then, but he did play the schmarmy, you know, villain well. It just, at that point, it's kind of hard to root for Kate to be with him, because, you know, it's like, you know, it's one thing to be the kingpin, you know, but it's another thing to be sleazy, nasty, you know, child molester, you know what I mean? So I think it was just really hard, but he did a great job in it. He did what he could with the character, and give him props for that, like you said.
Yeah. So I think he did too. So, Oh, it's Spreaky you were talking
so
about.
Did Clyde leave then? Is he gone now?
Yeah. That's his, you know, he left then, so he's done. They're taking him off to Florida or whatever.
Yeah.
See,
okay.
I kind of thought that Clyde might have known about Ben, that it wasn't
mm-hmm.
Clyde's person down in Florida, it was Ben, and he was covering for Ben. You know what I mean?
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe
he was. Maybe because Ben keeps acting like he doesn't realize he's the one that was doing the killing. Maybe he did kill the guy, and Clyde was covering for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
And, you know, I don't know.
That's,
I don't know. I don't know if that'll...
Yeah.
That's
another
part
thing
of the
wasn't
angle.
Explained right. You know what I mean? Wasn't really...
Yeah.
Explained. So...
Yeah.
I don't know. Gabby knows.
Say that again.
Yeah,
what?
We finally talked to Gabby. When we were talking about
what?
A. Martinez.
Yeah.
I said Ray finally told Gabby that he is their father and that Paige was their sister.
Oh wow.
And she tried to get, he told her to, you know, of course not to confront him or whatever, and because Gabby went to his hotel room, was going to knock on the door, but then she didn't. So they haven't really confronted each other. So another thing with Gabby, too, is the whole, they're trying to fix her up with AJ. JJ.
That's weird.
Yeah. That they're kind of like, they're kind of being real friendly with each other. So I don't know if they're going to go there a little bit. I don't know. I don't know if I like to do it. I don't know.
She seems kind of in a whole different league than him right now, since she's got a kid and everything. I just don't really see how that. She seems like she's older than him. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's just she just seems like she'd be. I don't know. She seemed like she would be more attracted to an older.
Well, she
guy,
is a little
you know.
Older than him. I'd say she's probably older by. But is
yeah,
he?
She's probably
but calling. I'd say 19, 20. She's probably 24, 25.
Yeah,
Yeah, supposed to be. And then we did see a grown-up Chase. So Chase now, we've seen the 16-year-old Chase.
Oh, I haven't seen him yet. Okay, so I missed that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go back and see that.
And we saw Sean Douglas on Friday.
Oh, that's right. He appeared on Friday.
The pub. Yeah, he came in on, and Doug and Julie were there because they were planning the wedding and so, and I'm telling you, they look amazing. Susan Seyfried Hayes looks. Even Hayden said something about how gorgeous she looked, and she did.
Aww.
I mean, he told Julie how she looked, and she did look. And Doug, Bill Hayes looks fantastic.
Yes,
and he's
there, amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping they're going to be a day of days. Hopefully, I don't know. Hopefully they are. But so that's another thing. And then Daniel and Nicole. It's hard to watch because Nicole is so happy, and every time Nicole gets happy, they pull the rug right out from under
her.
They
ruin it. I know.
And
the only thing
Danny
that would be cool is if they brought the baby. If they brought her baby back alive, like the one, not the one she died when she went down the stairs, but the original baby swap baby,
right?
You know, that she supposedly lost. That would make it all worthwhile because Nicole just always gets dumped on,
right?
And here she's finally got the acceptance from Daniel, and what, he's getting killed off?
How's he supposed to get killed off?
I don't know. I have not heard anything on that.
Is Ben going to kill again? Because why does he have? Doesn't have a reason.
I don't think Ben kills him, but I don't think so. But I don't know for sure.
Another thing is talking about the killing with the tie. Is Aiden now wants to copycat that and kill Hope? And I don't know. Did you see where he was watching himself kill Hope?
Oh.
Did you see?
No,
that
I didn't
was very
see that part
well done. Yeah, that was very well. He came back like to their house, and he has the
sweat black sweatshirt. He has a big duffel bag. He came back to the house. He had all that stuff. He had the red tie. And then he's sitting there looking at it, and then he sees Hope and Aiden come into the house, and they had just been married, and they go up to the bedroom, and he says, "I want to get you champagne." And she says, "Oh, no, we don't need it." He says, "I left it in the car. I'll go get it." So he's watching himself. This Aiden comes down. He goes out, but he didn't go out to get the champagne. He came down to change into the black clothes to go upstairs to kill Hope.
Oh, my gosh.
So watching him, he's sitting there, and he's watching himself do this, and he follows himself upstairs and watches as Aiden killing Hope. Oh, it was very well done. I thought that was very clever the way
so
they did it.
So he was imagining doing it?
But we were seeing two Aidens, you know what I mean?
Wow, that's interesting.
Watching the scene play out before him, you know what I mean?
So I've got to see the rest of the movie. That sounds really good. Wow, it's really good. I haven't gotten a chance to watch the rest of the week, but I've really found that I rewind and replay, and I don't really fast forward lately. They just went so many months with those bad stories, those awful stories and characters, that it's like it was painful. And it got to the point, I lost interest in a lot of it, and I was having to fast forward through most of the show, you know, and or even not watch it at times. And now it's like you do feel like you're going to, you know, like when I saw Andre walk into the pub and all, and Half of Salem was there, I felt, it's like old times. You know what I mean? It's like, home again, you know?
Oh, yeah. When you see Steve come back, you saw Sean. Now you saw Sean.
Oh, no. Steve went over and kissed Kayla goodbye, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And you know that Joey kid, I really kind of like him. I mean, I know they're trying to make some sort of conflict. With his dad and all, but he's a nice looking kid, and he's not overplaying it. I don't think he's overplaying the negative. I don't think he's over the top with his anger and all that right now. I think they're playing it the right way.
Mm-hmm. And
he really looked like he could be their kid. You know, they did a good job on casting.
Yeah. And actually, this Chase kid looks like he could be an older Chase. And I think we're going to be seeing Sierra, and we're going to be seeing Theo, too, soon.
That's
going to
be so sad, though. Oh.
I know. Yeah.
I guess it has to happen for the show to keep having longevity. But it really makes me sad that we've lost pretty much most of the kids that we've watched, you know, for many years.
Right. Oh, and then the other thing with JJ is JJ wants to be a cop. And Jennifer's, they had a meeting with
him. Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah. Like he liked his undercover job, so he wants
to
be a cop.
Right. So he's going
to,
That's
cool.
We have the new,
I can see.
Lonnie, Lacey or Lonnie, the new cop.
Uh-huh. She's
neat. Yeah. I think she kind of likes Rafe. She kind of asked Rafe out on a date, but he didn't. He says, we're working together.
Lonnie did?
Yeah. Lonnie seems to have a thing for Rafe. But now we know Rafe has a thing for Hope. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So was he kind of going out with Lonnie to try to fend off his feelings about Hope getting married?
Well, I don't know. He took her out to lunch. I don't know. Just because he said she was such a good
job
or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
But did I hear she's supposed to be eight?
Yeah, I think she's Abe's daughter. But then, like, it seems like, because they're bringing back Claire and all these people as teenagers or whatever.
Claire's
is JJ
gonna be...
not going to be involved with that mix?
Well, JJ's too old for that mix. He's like, what, 20? 19, 20?
Oh,
they're like six.
That's true. 17. That's true, I guess.
I think he's a little bit too old for that. I think probably, you know.
Yeah.
But see, how are they related? Wait a minute. Let's see.
I was trying to think but Claire is a Horton, so they'd be related, so that wouldn't work out.
Claire, yeah. Well, Chase is not related to any of them.
Right.
You know, and
that we know
Theo,
of.
Related to Sierra
yeah.
or Claire. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just, it's hard to say goodbye to the kids that we've watched for all those years, but times are changing, I guess. I mean, they'll give them more story probably to, but it's just kind of, it's kind of sad, I think, because, I mean, I miss the Johnny twins and all that, you know, and Allie, we haven't seen Allie in a year. Allie Horton.
Yeah,
I mean, I thought it was really strange that they didn't have her, Sammy's kids come to the funeral. That was weird. And,
Sammy's
you know,
kids
I had a
should
thought,
have been
I,
their
I had a thought.
They're
Remember,
old
I had
enough.
A thought. Yeah, but I mean, that
they're
would have old. Been a way to introduce them as older.
Yeah, as older, yeah.
She could have had them fly in and do that. But because I just think it's odd that they wouldn't have their be at their brother's funeral. That's just odd to me. I don't know. But one thing that hit me last week, and maybe you thought about this too, remember how Allie or somebody had said that she was given, like, an idea. She's the one that helped give the idea of how to bring Sammy back? Remember that?
Who,
a while
Allie?
Back, there was, that Allie
oh,
had
you mean
a
that,
say
you're
in how
Allie?
That...
Sweeney?
Allie Sweeney, I'm
yeah.
sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember how there was an interview or something about how she kind of helped come up with the idea of what to bring Sammy back for?
Yeah. I forgot that was her idea.
But wait a minute. But then, okay, so my thought was at first when we knew that Will was dying, we were all thinking, well, that's what she came up with. And I think she had expressed late in a later interview that she wasn't real happy with the fact that they killed Will. So what
right.
I think that she came up with was the anniversary of EJ's death and the letters. I think that's the part she came up with, maybe.
Right.
And
that
they
was,
decided to tie it all in with Will's death. Because she didn't say, because I heard that she didn't sound like she was happy that they were killing off that character. So why would she have come up with that idea? So
right.
I think some people kind of were blaming her. I think some people were blaming her for Will being killed off, and that was the reason she came back. But it dawned on me with the whole subplot story with EJ that's why she decided to come back. What her idea was to come back on the anniversary of his death. And it just happened to be the writers decided they were going to kill Will off and kind of combine all that. What do you think about that? I'm thinking that sounds more plausible.
That sounds more plausible because what she said in the Soap Opera Digest that she did not like the idea of Will getting killed.
Right. So, see, to me, she said, she probably said, I know what I could do. I could come back. You know, you could bring me back for the anniversary of EJ's death.
Wrote off,
and then
at
some point later, they probably decided to kill Will off, and so that's why kind of kill two birds with one stone, no pun intended, because then Sammy could say, oh, I was here for this other reason, you know, and that's why she was so close to why she could get
that's
there
right.
so fast.
Right.
But her idea
now,
has really
heard,
been.
Have you heard rumors? Have you heard rumors? This whole idea of maybe EJ, she's thinking EJ is alive. There's rumors out there that they're going to recast. They want to recast EJ.
Oh, I don't know.
How could you recast EJ?
I haven't heard that.
Yeah. No.
I'd like to
see
her with Chad. That would be fun. Yeah, but
who?
Chad. I'd like
Chad
to see
and
Chad.
Sammy and Chad. Oh God.
I think that'd be fun. Huh?
Yeah. Sammy and Chad. Yeah. Sammy and Audrey would be interesting, though.
Yeah. And a lot of ways, yeah. I keep forgetting when Eric hugs her, I keep forgetting that's his twin. I keep thinking of her romantically being involved
with it. She could always go back with Lucas. Lucas needs somebody.
That's
right?
True.
Well, I like
that's
Adrian.
True.
Looks like they're going back to him and Adrian now. You know, I don't know. They're back and forth.
I hope, mm-hmm. because I really like Lucas and Adrian. Better than Lucas, better than Adrian and Justin these days.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're bringing back the character, is it Meredith? They're bringing back the girl who was Hope's friend from the playgroup that was, knew Aiden's wife and couldn't stand Aiden. They're bringing her back as a different character. So I wonder who she's going to be coming for. I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know how she's going to play, but.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So, anything else? I guess we can. Then I'll...
No, it looks like it's almost the end of the hour. So
everything.
I was trying to think, but it's definitely, I must say it hit me when I kept rewinding the scenes to watch them over again. I thought, wow, this is like my fast forward button's almost worn off from the bad shows the last several months. And when lately it's been the rewind button's been getting some action.
Mm-hmm.
So just cool. So, all righty. Well, I think that's it.
Yep. Well,
all
thanks.
I have.
Managed to get the show. So.
Well, thank you for getting your Kindle out.
Yeah.
Dog Talk wasn't cooperating with me.
Whew. All right.
All righty.
Okay.
Take care. Okay.
Week,
shout out to Bob Hapka and Amy Hapka. I'm not sure if we did that at the beginning or not.
Sorry. In the craziness, we forgot
Yeah. So shout out and follow at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. And check out Mark Hapka's new movie or new show, new appearance on, what is he going to be on? I can't remember now. Some show, I can't remember now. But anyway, and then follow Teo Penglis for more adventures and storm stirring. And follow at Lauren Coslow because she's
mm-hmm.
awesome. And, okay, now we're done.
Oh, and Teo's new book. Teo's new book, Seducing Celebrities One Meal at a Time, is out on Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com.
Oh.
In fact, I just got my copy on Friday. So
cool.
It looks really good.
Yay!
And the 50th anniversary, I ordered that too. That's out. I don't know what that's going to be like, but yeah.
Awesome.
So.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Until next time.
Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.